Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A community-driven recycling awareness event is coming up Saturday. Several area organizations partnered together in the project. City of Monroe Beautification Director Greg Smith stops by to share about America Recycles Day. Greg, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here. Greg, tell us about what is the premise of America Recycles Day?
The premise of America Recycles Day is to just generate interest in recycling throughout the country. Of course, you have that axiom that they use is recycle, reuse, and reduce. Reduce, reuse, recycle is the actual terminology. And what the recycling is talking about is rather than throwing things out, put them into the waste stream. We want to eliminate that as much of the waste stream as possible and recycle items such as glass, cardboard, paper, aluminum, all of those types of things. And so what America Recycles Day does is bring awareness to that. Now, as far as this area is concerned, what we're doing, the actual day is the 15th, this Friday, mm-hmm. is the official America Recycles Day. Our activity, though, will be Saturday.
Right.
And that will be at the Monroe Civic Center from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And what we're doing is asking people to recycle tires and electronics. We'll have bins out for people to bring car tires, passenger tires, and then as well the electronics, those television sets, computers, various things that they don't have any use for anymore. Rather than put those into the waste stream, they can be recycled.
Some of the organizations that are participating.
Okay. We have Keep Monroe Beautiful, Keep Ouachita Beautiful, and Keep West Monroe Beautiful.
It's a pretty comprehensive effort going on.
Yes, it's very much so. And we found that in the past we've done these things separately, but working together, we all have the same mission, being Keep Louisiana Beautiful affiliates, and then up on top, Keep America Beautiful affiliates. And so this is a Keep America Beautiful initiative that we're undergoing. And so we're taking part in this as a cooperative effort. And rather than do it separately, we'll get a lot more done. Last year, we did it for the first time, and we did that at the Public Safety Center. It's a little congested there, and plus, we might have gotten away fire trucks had we had some type of incident. So we've moved it to the Monroe Civic Center. It'd be more centrally located, and also it's easier in and out for people to get in and out of there.
Yeah. How many people participated last year, and what are you hopeful for this year?
Okay, I think we had about 300 people last year, and that was a pretty strong effort. We were hoping to just increase that number.
Right.
Of course, getting the awareness out on that. We have Household Hazardous Waste Day, which includes the tires and the electronics, but it also the paints and gasolines and oils and different things. We do that in the spring. We've had good participation there, but people miss out on that. So this time we're hoping that, well, if you missed it in the spring, you can take part in the fall, or you can store those items up that you want. So that's the biggest thing is to get the tires and the electronics out.
When we talk about the multitude of items, Greg, how does recycling help landfill issues in the area?
Well, the thing is, right now we have a very low cost as far as our landfills are concerned versus, say, a big city, San Francisco, Chicago, those types of places. We have plenty of land, so we have land to fill. However, as we continue to grow, that those costs are going to go up, so we need to prolong the life of our landfills. So if we can keep tires out, we can keep electronics out, all those types of things, that will help reduce that cost in the future. And also just to wait, when they have so-called tipping fees, and they it's charged by the ton. So, your normal household trash that you're going to be putting in there is reduced that much more by not putting those electronic items, those tires and other things in there. So that helps reduce the cost of doing business.
What are some of the other hazards that you've observed that can be avoided? I know in the past we've talked about people dropping off tires.
Right. Yeah, dropping off tires is easy. At 1,200 Grandmont is where our public works department is located, and people are allowed to drop off five passenger tires there without any penalty or question. So you can just simply drop those off there rather than dropping them off at the side of the road. The fatback TVs, the huge TVs that were now being phased out. Yeah. Most people, those TVs still work. So you can take those to a Salvation Army, Goodwill, somewhere like that, and let someone else utilize it that may not have a television set at all, rather than setting them on the side of the road, putting them in a ditch, and now that combined with tires ours creates a great little dam, which then contributes to flooding. So those are a lot of issues that come out of not recycling those items.
We'll talk about the drop-off coming up at the Monroe Civic Center on Saturday. Greg, will also be information available to people who would like to know more about local recycling opportunities?
Yes, very much so. We'll have paperwork available for those people that might be interested in this one-stream recycling that the Monroe Garden Study League is going about. They work very hard toward getting this, working in conjunction with Progressive Waste Company. And what they're looking at is getting us, I think they needed 500 customers initially to get this started. And it'd be a one-stream recycling. What that means is that you're not going to have to separate glass from paper, from cardboard, from aluminum. You can put all of that into one stream. And obviously, if you do that, that's that much less of your household trash that you're going to have. But we'll have information on that. I know that there will be some cost involved for people wanting to do this, but I think as the numbers go up and then there's less cost, and then, of course, they're recycling those items, they can get that money back on the other end. So, but we will have information on that Monroe Garden Study League recycling.
Yeah. Any tips on recycling during the holidays? I know we mentioned aluminum, we mentioned paper, things like that.
Well, the thing is, one of the easiest things to do is that I'm finding is not so much as recycling, is making room in your trash can. Tear up those cardboard boxes, tear up all the paper and all those things, and you'll make a lot more room. And then just on a safety tip, as far as not having your house broken in, when you get that big screen television set, don't put the box outside to let the whole world know I got a 32-inch, a 60-inch. Tear that box up. It will fit into the trash can.
Very good reminder. Yeah. How can you find out more about America Recycles Day?
Okay, you can go to the Keep Washtenaw Beautiful website. They have more information on that. Or you can call me at 329-4983. Again, 329-4983. Keep Monroe Beautiful.
Greg Smith, City of Monroe Beautification Director. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting our listening room online, kedm.org.